I hadn't heard about Harvard University's Indian College until recently, when the Massachusetts Bay Colony founded America's first college back in 1636, the major goal was to educate Puritan ministers. 2 years later, the school was named for John Harvard, a clergyman who had left the college his library of 400 books and half of his estate. Now, Harvard's first president, one Henry Dunster, had a dream to train Indians to preach Puritanism to their people. They put up a two-story building to house as many as 20 Indians and two tutors. On the ground floor was the college print shop. Well, only four youthful Indians are known to have attended Harvard's Indian College. Others were chosen, but they died of some disease before entering. The first of the four, who could speak Latin and Greek, graduated, but he died of tuberculosis the following spring. Another was shipwrecked and drowned. The third wrote a Latin and Greek elegy before he died. And the fourth, the sole survivor, left Harvard after a year and bought a house on the Boston Common. Later, he was jailed for debt, but he escaped to become a real estate agent of sorts. He sold an entire township that he didn't own. For years, then, the Indian College housed only the print shop. Incidentally, it printed the first American Bible in the Indian language. And that building was torn down in 1698. Harvard's Indian College. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.